Chris, this is Congressman Bray. Good Bray, sir.
Yes, how are you? Happy Easter, yes, to see you. Lord, I ask you, it's nice to meet you, Mr. President, as international president. Yes, I took your hand in Atlantic City when you spoke to our international convention in 1957.
Yes, Congressman.
Particularly working with young people in this area.
Well, all ages.
All
We encourage all saints. In other words, it's first, you know, you share your life of service in the home,
of course,
and through association, through recreation and exploration. And we have so many examples. Just to tell you one about a man who, in his efforts in sharing a club, with the club in the community, he went to a senior citizen's home, and he found a lady there who was depressed and not, you know, much outlook on the world anymore. You know, it was rather depressing. And he found that she was complaining about the food. And so next time he visited her, he brought her some Tums and little things like this. And then she began to recognize me. He found a man sitting there. He asked him if he watched television much. And he said, no, he was not interested too much. He said, do you like football? I said, I don't understand the rules. He said, if I buy you a book, he said, would you read it then so you can understand it? They learned that he liked to smoke Muriel cigars, and so he came back, and each time he'd come back, this man was just thrilled. He learned about football, so in other words, he could watch television and football meant something to him. So this is where a person shared his life with someone else. And there's so many examples I could cite that,
let me tell you, I'm glad you're working in that field. So many people, you know, we all naturally think of either the young because they're in the future. But the saddest thing in the world is to visit these retirement homes, even a good one. The problem there with the people is you should know how they eat or sleep or rest, but nobody pays any attention to them. They have nothing to live for. And they just got, you've got to go talk to them. They want somebody to talk to other than themselves. Boy, I think it's great to work with the older people particularly. It's just great.
Well, they're saving, they need them.
And of course, there are people that are in trouble that are helping in time to time.
We have one kid in prison.
That's right.
We had another club who took on a project of any person in the community that were up in years and could not fix little things in their home. They had a number they called. And the Kiwanians saw to it that the light bulb was fixed or something was taken care of because this person couldn't climb the ladder to do things. And the response that they got on that community was, you know, so it's a whole share your life. We're extremely proud of this, and of course, in trying to give a share your life effort, we have
just have something.
I have a high tag that I'm wearing, which is getting around a little bit this year. It's rather fine thread, but
share your life.
So with this, we feel that we're making an impression in our communities. And there's many things that can be done, but then the clubs themselves, we feel, needs to expand and find out what is needed in their community, and they explore this avenue.
How much travel do you do here?
Well, it's been quite a bit. We just returned last Saturday from a 22-country visit completely around the world. And so my wife and I returned safe.
She went with you?
Oh, yeah. So we've had a very enjoyable trip and found that Hawaiians are the same the world over. We were with many nationalities. And so I'm deeply impressed with what Kiwanis has meant to many, many communities.
How about in this country now? How about in this country? You get air all the 50 states, do you, virtually?
Not quite. See, we are divided into 30 districts in the North American continent.
Oh, yeah.
So we will visit all 30 districts. We've been traveling since the 1st of October, and we will continue.
You've got to spend some time alive.
That's right, yes. Yeah. I have a business to look after, plus,
of course,
you know,
a lot of people. Yeah. Go on to your brother or something like that. Well, of course, you give most of your time, but you've still got to earn a living.
That's right.
You aren't being paid anything.
That's right. And we're a volunteer.
And it's all volunteer.
That's right. That's the greatness of it all.
President, he's been saying, I've been hearing, that the Rotary owns the country, the Kiwanis run it, and the Lions enjoy it.
Rotary owns it, the Kiwanis run it, the Lions enjoy it.
And I enjoy it. You know, that's pretty near the effect of both greatest wealth, you know, is in Rotary. But as far as acting, we have every year, we have a meeting here of all the Kiwanis in the Washington era. And each time, there's more members in Congress and Kiwanis than any other any other service club. And of course, the Rotary says that's what's the matter with the country.
I'll have to remember that. I've seen the president of the Rotary. I see it.
other ones too.
It's close
I've
to
the line. So when the lion comes it also, they enjoy it.
Yeah, they enjoy it. My son's a lion, and I was almost a charter member of Kiwanis Park. Although they made me go honorary some years ago, and I said, I want to keep paying dues. He says, yes, but you're ruining our tennis records. Been over here all the time, you see, so I'm still a member.
Yeah, yeah. The tennis records are all
Oh, it is. But because you watch, you just can't do it. Because they always meet in the midweek. I go back to my district every weekend. Had that 23 years.
You go home every weekend?
You've got to do it to keep in touch with your organization.
Smart.
And after all, if you're defeated, you're of no asset. And it's just a matter you can understand.
What do you do when you go home, Bill? Just
well, it's not political meetings, but there'll be
the
communities, yes. Here they want me to meet. I'll go down to the Elks, go to the Moose. And there will be communities.
I can see why you went. I got the message. Tell them I'll stay in Congress 23 years.
Well, I don't suppose there's any group that far as a fundamental principle of Americanism that you and I believe in, far any closer than the Kiwanis. Because it's just that group. You just don't find any radical.
I know they are. I know. And I think the American Service Club is a unique institution.
I was telling the other day.
Well, the people sort of laugh about service. I appreciate your, they say, well, it's kind of, people, all men, grown men, getting together and finding each other and goofing it up and so forth. But they don't realize that first, that's good too. It's good for the leaders of the community to get together and know each other and so forth. You develop friendships that are invaluable. Otherwise, you'd be sitting home in front of your television set or knowing nobody else. The other point is that that's good for community. We get it's good for people to have fun.
Right.
And people need to hear it. It's good to hear a speech, even though it's a lousy one sometimes. Sometimes you go that many speeches two a year, you get some bad ones. But on the other hand, the other thing is that service clubs are that. They do a lot of good things for the community. They develop a spirit. And by golly, I'm for them all the way. I never miss an opportunity to encourage them. Wish you the very best.
We appreciate your interest in this. I would like to tell you something that Kiwanis is going to launch this year for the first time, and we'll launch it in Montreal. This is the new Camelot program.
Okay.
There's a new International Palace of Sports, which is being headed up by Chris Chingle. It's going to be built in my area. And the Kiwanis International is taking this on as a project for each club that gives $500 or more for a boy or girl as they graduate from high school as a career award to further their career education. It's not going to be titled scholarship, which means that they must go to college. In other words, it's to further their career. And the maximum that any one club can give to in that school is a boy and girl. And this is going to kick off at our International Convention in Montreal the last week of June, and it will start with next school year. And a little later on, I would like to be able to send to you the materials of what this is going to amount to. I've been sample testing this throughout the world, and more especially in our country here, having traveled more there, to find out how the clubs feel about this. And they're quite excited. They've been giving scholarships before, but for no rhyme or reason, it sort of ran out of gas. So as a result, this student then, that is recognized, name will be inscribed in the International Palace of Sports for all posterity. Now, there's going to be a king of sports selected every year. And there are 7,200 national sportscasters and sports writers who were mailed a ballot the 1st of January of this year, and the ballot came back and they selected Mark Spitz. So Mark Spitz will be the first person who's going to be the international king of sports. So as a result of this does not mean the student has to be sports-minded or an athlete themselves, because the whole criteria will be based on citizenship. That's the way they earn this and will be selected, the boy or the girl. And those students, then, as I said, will be inscribed into this International Palace of Sports. So we're quite excited about it. It'll be the first time Kiwanis has ever had an international program. Everything has been on the local level.
Right.
This still is on the local level because the monies are raised in the community and it's left in the community.
We are not pulling any money out of that community.
I think because Mark Spitz from Indiana.
Right. We're quite excited about this.
Keep
Mr. Bus going good. Mr. Bus is a very close friend of mine.